Whitney, hello.
Hello.
Have you ever been put in charge of a radio studio really not knowing what in the world you're doing?
You know what? I have a podcast and it's basically the same thing. We record maybe like half of the conversations that we do, and I've lost a couple very famous people's interviews because I thought we were recording.
That is the absolute worst. I've done a lot of interviews in my life, and when you look down and like you didn't hit record, or their mic wasn't on, or your batteries ran out, and you don't have the courage to tell them in the middle of the interview.
But you know what? Also, it definitely every now and then saves you. If you do press record and the interview is like terrible, you always have in your back pocket like, sorry, it just didn't record.
Yeah. Well,
sorry. That just means you were boring.
The thing today right now is Whitney Cummings is with us. She's at Hoyt Sherman tonight. My partner, Heather, is she's a Whitney Cummings stan. She's a super fan of yours. And she left because I believe she's either at your hotel or the Des Moines International Airport welcoming you to town. Are you in Iowa yet, or are you arriving later?
Oh, I am in Iowa.
She's inside you, Iowa.
I am in you. I'm within you. I'm in the cornhole. Whatever. I don't know how to say it. Everything I say about Iowa accidentally turns sexual. If you're just talking about Iowa, it turns sexual by
accident. We're a really sexy state.
I just keep saying corn. I don't know. It's weird how sexual, I guess, and phallic corn is or something. I don't know. Or it's either sexual or by accident or spooky by accident. Like we were driving to, I was in Riverside last night and I drove from Atlanta and I kept being like, let's go take pictures in the corn. Like I want to go take picture. And it just does sound like I'm a ghost from, you know what I'm saying? That's what like children of the corn want to do. Like my driver was like, I don't really want to pull over and go stand in the corn like a horror movie.
No, no. That's either how horror movies start or pornos start. One or the other.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, let me ask you this, Whitney. When you are getting ready to do a show in a place like Des Moines, how much time do you spend here or researching or learning for your act?
You know what? I really started asking Instagram to give me ideas because I would Google and, you know, I normally spend a couple hours looking up, statistics on and who's from here and stuff like that. But I wasn't having a ton of success here because all that comes up is Ashton Kutcher and Slipknot. So I've started to ask Instagram, like, can you guys tell me a little bit about Iowa? The responses I've gotten so far are, don't eat the gas station pizza.
Actually, that's a lie, Whitney. Our gas station pizza is great.
Look, I'm glad I'm running these by you. Jason Momoa lived in Iowa?
Yeah, he's a huge hero here.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, the state fair is one of the top 10 in the country.
People come from all over the state, every corner to Des Moines every year.
Okay. People, there's, they have gas station. Well, even the gas station sounds filthy.
Why? You can say it. It's okay.
The come and go?
Yep, that's it.
I mean, my last name is Cumming, so I believe I belong here. Oh, wait, look at this. Someone else said the best pizza comes from a gas station called Casey's.
Casey's Pizza is huge in this area, and we love Casey's Pizza.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I did have a little bit of a confusion when I first got here because I was in the elevator with the Riverside Casino person, and they were like, oh, there's a Hawkeye thing downstairs. There's this Hawkeye thing downstairs. And I was like, well, let's go to that. And she's like, are you a big football fan? I was like, what are you talking about? I thought she said hot guys.
No, Hawkeyes.
The hot guys. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I'm sure there's some Hawkeyes that are Hawkeyes. Let's go check it out. let's see. City employees can forego a percent of their wages for a share of cattle.
That's the most Iowa thing I've ever heard in my life. I didn't know that. Holy Lord.
Cracker Barrel sponsors their athletic teams.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I can't tell if these are true or not. Ranch dressing is a side for everything.
Absolutely.
That's true. That's true. I will move here tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a Midwest thing. My wife is from Des Moines. I'm from the Midwest as well. Here in the Midwest, ranch goes with everything. Pizza, breadsticks, of course, on salad. But we don't eat a ton of salads in Iowa. We're more the meat and potatoes, breadsticks and pizza, dip everything in ranch. Pickles go in ranch. Everything goes in ranch.
Well, that's so funny because someone wrote, their veggie burgers are just regular beef burgers topped with lettuce and tomato.
That sounds about right.
That was so funny.
Hey,
so I'm trying to get an idea, and then I'll look at the local like news and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know how much you want to dip into serious. Do you get into serious stuff when you're thinking of material?
No.
I mean, it just seems like it's such a toxic thing these days.
It's so toxic. I like to say, like, the number one way that I like to just describe my stand-up tour right now is no politics.
No.
That's the only, like, if for no other reason, if you don't think women are funny, if you don't like me, come to spend an hour where politics will not be discussed in any capacity, or the pandemic. I really just want to create a space. I mean, comedians now, I don't know what happened where comedians thought they had to be activists or lecture people on how to vote or like be scientists or doctors. I'm just here to make you laugh. The idea is we get a bunch of people in a room that are complete strangers and we all agree and just laugh and get drunk and be silly. So that's what I'm doing. It's amazing how few things are funny these days. and also really, but on the same token, I'm really challenging the notion that you can't say this and you can't say that. There's this, I think, Twitter or the internet has led us to believe that there's certain subjects that are off limits, you know, and you can't be edgy anymore. And I've been doing shows for about 4 or 5 months. I think that those taboo topics are now funnier than ever because we, you know, saying you can't say this and you can't say that, it just makes us stronger. It just makes us funnier. So these shows are not for the faint of heart. I'm really, I think people are smart. I think Hollywood people have this idea that like America's stupid and you gotta I don't think that. You know, I've been touring for 15 years. I think people are smart enough to understand the difference between a joke and a statement, or if your joke's funny enough, you can get away with anything, you know? So I really just want to focus on freaking comedy.
I get it. I understand completely because, you know, we get the Touch Me Tour. Stops down at Hoyt Sherman coming up tonight. Whitney Cummings is with us. You can get your tickets online right now. HoytSherman.org. Go there and buy them now. Do you worry? Do you worry about getting canceled? I mean, Dave Chappelle is all of a sudden either canceled or not canceled, depending on who you talk to. Does that come into your mind when you're doing your show?
I don't get worried about getting canceled by like everyone because I think every state is so different. I'm more worried about being canceled by a state because if you've been canceled by a state, you're really screwed, or a city. So like I was in Boston performing a couple of years ago. And I didn't say they weren't about transgender people jokes, wasn't about politics, wasn't about Trump, none of that. I was talking about how I had a joke about how guys, when they are big fans of their football team, they feel the need to wear their jersey like as if they're on the team, like as if they're like every guy in the back of their mind believes at some point they're going to get drafted. Like one of the players is going to get injured and the coach is going to be like, hey, we need you, buddy. Like, so it was a joke about that and like how women, when I watch Grey's Anatomy, I don't wear scrubs, you know, like you don't need to wear the jersey of the team, you know? And I was in Boston and I accidentally said the Boston Patriots.
Oh God.
And you would have thought, I mean, I said something way worse than Chappelle has ever said or Michael Richards has ever said. So I think that's usually what'll really get you. Like it took me like 20 minutes to get them back. So I'm more curious, what could I say at Hoyt Sherman Place tonight that could I feel like it's going to be a sports thing.
I don't want to give you that answer. I don't.
Well, help me, because if I like confuse a sports team or, you know, I've heard that people have confused Iowa with Ohio before and gotten in a lot of trouble. as a comedian, like, to me, that's more it. It's more about saying the wrong sports team, the wrong coach, the wrong player. There's certain places where if you mention Tom Brady, they'll go crazy. Other, you'll get booed some places. So what is the worst thing I could say tonight?
If you need to get them back, like if you say something and you know Iowa football is number two in the country. Incredible. And this state is going crazy. The Iowa Hot, not the Iowa Hot Guys, the Iowa Hawkeyes are number two in the country right now. And this state is going nuts for it. They're the big fish in the pond around here. So if cool. you lose them, bring up
all that
Iowa.
All that corn and pork.
Exactly. Did you ever think when you were, you were coming up 15 years ago, I used to watch you on Chelsea Handler's show as a panelist. And then the TV show. I watched Whitney when it was on NBC, Two Broke Girls. Did you ever think you'd be this media conglomerate?
That's a really good question. I it's weird because a lot of the media that I am involved in now didn't exist.
Right.
When I was, writing down my goals or having vision boards, like podcasting didn't exist. YouTube didn't exist, so I kind of just wanted to be a professional comedian for a living. I just wanted to tour around the country and make people laugh. So I didn't really think that far, but I did know I wanted to be a comedian. The TV show stuff, TV comes and goes. All that's really fickle. So I guess on some level, I knew I was going to do whatever I had to do to reach people, come hell or high water. And thank God YouTube happened so that I wasn't just reliant on some creepy Hollywood producer or network people and all these lawyers, who don't love me based on the things that I like to say or joke about. Thank God, because I don't know if I could have gotten to everybody had it not been for Twitter and social media, because the networks used to be the gatekeepers. You used to only be able to reach fans if you had a TV show and the people let you. And so you had to have a bunch of lawyers sign off on it. So thank God YouTube happened, because I think that, ultimately I wouldn't have sort of made it. And also just being a female comedian, people weren't that into it in the beginning, and still, you never know. So I think I knew I was going to do whatever I had to do, except the thing you just thought. I didn't do that with any producers. I think I knew I was going to do whatever I had to do. But touring was number one, the thing. I was like, I'm absolutely going to go all over the country all the time. I want to just meet everybody. A lot of comedians, they want to do movies and TV shows and just be in Hollywood forever and kind of just not have to tour. They see it touring as like a means to becoming a celebrity, like while they're waiting for their TV show or waiting for a movie. Like, I always just was like, I just want to be in a different hotel room every night and, all over the country. I want to see America. Like, I'm like, a lot of people are like, I want to see the world. I'm like, I just want to see America. And I get to do it. And I know that's a very dorky answer, and it sounds like I might be high on the local meth, but this is what I want to do. I want to be like looking at, miles and miles of corn in Iowa. It's exactly what it looks like in the movies. It looks like Field of Dreams.
With a lot of meth, by the way. Meth will kill tonight. I think you'll if you got some meth jokes in the bag, they'll hit tonight. For sure. Hoyt Sherman tonight, WhitneyCummings.com. Whitney's Touch Me Tour stops here in Des Moines. Whitney, thank you so much. My partner Heather wishes she could be here, but I would look outside your hotel room. She might be stalking you right now.
Oh my God. If I see Heather standing in a field of corn, I will call the police.
Yeah, that Children of the Corn. Boom. It was made for that.
That is a terrifying visual. I hope I'm going to see her tonight. Tell her to come backstage and say hello.
She is coming. She is bringing her boyfriend. I have 3 kids, 2 and under, so I will not see you tonight. But in a year, when you come back and see us again, I will be there. Have a great show tonight.
Let me give them the birds and the bees talk.
There are 2 people I don't want influencing my kids, Whitney Cummings and my partner Heather. That is it. That is where the list is.
Fine, have dorky kids.
Whitney, thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it. Welcome to Iowa. We hope you enjoy your time, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you. I'll see you soon.
You rock, Whitney. Thank you so much for putting up with my crap.
Thank you. You're the best. Talk soon.
Talk to you soon.